Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As promised, we're out on the left coast at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Now, this is a very colorful event. I got to tell you, you know, every time I come out here to California for the Scuba Show, I thoroughly enjoy it because you never know who you're going to run into. You know, Hollywood's right down the street. There's celebs that pop in to the show periodically, and you never know. And I have a feeling, I've already seen someone walking around, we're going to try to track down who's pitching a movie or something about zombie pies. I don't know what the hell's going on, but we're going to get to that in just a bit. But before we do, I got to talk to the guy behind, well, you know, the man who creates the magic here at the Scuba Show. And, of course, I'm talking about Mark Young from Dive Training Magazine, who is now the proprietor of the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good.
And that's all I'm going to get out of you, isn't it? He's a man of few words, very powerful words, but very seldom do I get him to talk on the air. But today I'm going to give it a go. So are you happy with the way the show's going so far?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be a very, very long or short interview.
Let me introduce you to Catherine Castle.
Yeah, Catherine, she's the hand model from back in the day. People know her. Catherine, how are you?
I am very well.
Now, she also happens to be one of the big editors, and she's there at Dive Training as well, right?
Well, I spell check and send it on through.
Among other things. You know, hand modeling is just something you do in your spare time. Back in the day, it was your main gig. Now you have, like, a full magazine you have to produce every month, right?
I use both hands for that.
Yes, exactly. So do you like, branching out a little bit here and hanging out at the Scuba Show? Or is this just a meet-and-greet opportunity that Mark forces you to do as part of your dive training duties?
Oh, it's definitely not a forced march. I would pay to come here just like all the other people that were lined up by the thousands to get in at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, it was. It was fun. And we were set up outside with our mermaids. We had our first marine mermaid, by the way. We'll talk to her in just a little bit later on. That's quite a treat, a little surprise for even me, of all people. And then we had the Scuba Cowboy playing. We had a few giveaways as well. But when you come out to an event like this, you come into all the dive shows, Catherine. Let's not color coat this. But the folks out here in California are a little bit more colorful than what we see at some of the other shows, you think?
Absolutely. This is like summer camp for scuba divers in a weekend. It's like away camp for scuba divers. There's so much going on. Everybody's loving and hugging and having a great time and buying.
Free love. I don't know. It's like a 60s thing.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, what's up? Let's party. No, I don't know what it is, but there's a different vibe out here in California than what we get in like a BTS or Chicago or some of those type of events, you think?
Absolutely. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that even though California's divers dive year-round, this show is the official start of the summer scuba diving season in California. It's right now. It's happening in this building.
And the water temps off the coast of California are what right now, Mark? They're still in like the 60s. Way too cold for a warm water wuss like myself.
Not if you had the right protection, and if you were at the show, you'd see all the guys that are selling it. So,
well, that's true.
No,
well,
actually,
no, yeah, you got
the water temperature right now, I think, is about 65, 64.
Right,
and
in
the bad. 7 mil, well, 5 mil.
Well, a dry suit, thermal wear, or some electric shock therapy type thing.
And you forget about when you were young. We were in Catalina. You went to Catalina last year after the show.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we dove for the first time off Avalon.
Yeah.
And I'm in my 7 mil suit with the hood, and here's kids in just bathing suits swimming around all around us. So we're just, it's just.
So it just made you feel old, is what you're trying to say.
I'm saying it isn't cold water at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a state of mind. Maybe that's more of a California vibe that I'm picking up.
That's part of the vibe.
The cold water has kind of dulled their senses. it's not that. I mean, yeah. But the thing is, there's plenty to see off the West Coast here, whether it's the kelp, the Garibaldi, whatever. Were you with them on that dive too, Catherine, last year?
Sadly, I was not.
You consider yourself a warm water wuss like me?
No, actually, I am outfitting myself in a dry suit and diving off of California on a regular basis.
Well, what about one of these heated wetsuits? That's what I kind of like, you know, which, you put these electric shock therapy things under your wetsuit and it warms up the water inside like you've done something inside your wetsuit that you're not supposed to. Here's the man, Dive God. You see, you never know what kind of left coast loon you might run into here in California. Of course, the Dive God walks up on cue. How are you, buddy?
Good, man.
That was a nice back rub you just gave me.
Well, yeah, well.
When I turned around and saw it was you, I was a little disappointed, totally honest there,
yeah,
Neil. But we're talking about the colorful characters we get out here on the left coast, and then, like I said, you walk up on cue.
Want to see colorful characters, go to the Queen Mary. There is the tattoo body piercing convention.
Is that what it is?
It is, yes. Yes, it is. You're talking about, you know, you think we got some freaks in the diving industry. Man, we're like...
Well, you know, the thing is, the Twisted crew that I've come to know over the years here in the dive industry seems to really be rooted here in the left coast. I mean, maybe there's some camaraderie in that sense.
The reason I don't go over to the tattoo and body piercing convention is that's the only place in the world that everybody upstages me. Rarely does anybody upstage me. Everybody upstages me. It's like bizarre.
Well, you never know. You walk around a place like this, and you could finally be discovered. You know, we're in Hollywood, right now. I mean, how far from Hollywood there, Mark Young?
Oh, 20 minutes?
20 minutes. You know, somebody could be walking around the show right now, casting a movie for their next underwater film, Barracuda, Neil.
I did some modeling years ago.
This is movie star stuff.
A phone sex operator
turned
vigilante, drives her 66 Barracuda across America, bringing sexual deviants to justice. Holy smokes, they're after me! Greg.
Well, it's either that film, Barracuda, which evidently doesn't have a dive theme to it, it's about a car, or Zombie Pie is the other one they're promoting there, Neil. You could be part of Zombie Pie.
Dude, I've been in some movies like this.
The B movies are back, baby.
I was in the C movies.
Yeah, this is like Sharknado, times something.
Yeah. I did Barracuda Jaws of Death after the Jaws movie came out.
You know what? Tara Reid and the Sharknado people are probably here exhibiting. Did they contact you, Mark, any of these Hollywood types?
No,
they
never know. Huh? You'd be surprised.
They go incognito.
They're in
disguise.
In disguise. We had some pre-sales from movie stars.
What do you mean?
And they brought me the thing and said, man, look who bought a ticket to get into the show. When I looked, I said, that person's been dead for like 20 years.
Abraham Lincoln's going to be here. No way.
These stars, I think people are just using their names.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, they needed badges just in case.
They needed badges.
Right, I gotcha. All right. Well, you know, it looks like a top-notch presentation as always. You've kicked it up a notch over the years. And Neil, as an exhibitor here at the Scuba Show for your operations in the Bahamas, this is a pretty impressive layout they got at the Scuba Show, you think?
It's great. You know what? We had a steady flow from the time the show opened till now. I mean, I'm sneaking out a little early, but there's somebody in my booth.
Yeah, he's looking at the show promoter.
The boss is here, so
you can get a demerit if you leave
trade
too early.
Man. Yeah.
trade show man is back in Neil's booth. That's a whole nother story that we've covered many times before. Now, there's a movie for you.
Well,
Barracuda, nothing.
That Sunday trade morning food. Trade show man was more coherent than me. That's why I had it.
Far more.
He was the brains of the outfit.
Yeah, when the parties are too good in the evening the next day at the dive show, whether it's Scuba Show or any of the shows, trade show man could make an appearance. That could happen tomorrow. Yeah. You never know, right, Neil?
Yeah.
There's a big party going on tonight.
Trade show man would say, dude, go finish your dry heaves. I got it covered here.
Wow.
What's great about this show is the attendees, and we've seen it in our surveys and afterwards.
Yeah.
The attendees love hanging out with the people in the industry. It's like you call him Dive God. That's kind of a joke, obviously.
Not hardly.
But people do.
He's got the medal that says Dive God.
But the attendees do look at Neil and people like him and the people that run this industry as they're doing something cool, and they really look up to him. It's something. They get a lot out of being around.
Well, we are cool, damn it.
Hey, every show, serious. And today I had a guy come by and say, geez, I recognize your voice walking by the booth from Scuba Radio. So I just wanted to say the face with the voice. I thought, hope you're not disappointed.
Really yeah.
Unbelievable.
And he had his daughter there, and he's sitting there, you know, quoting my records and some other stuff, I guess, I talked about that I'd forgot.
Now he ended up being a tax collector, but that's a whole different problem, and we'll deal with that later on. All right, we're going to talk to some of these movie stars or producers or something that are walking the aisles here at the Scuba Show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at the Long Beach Scuba Show and just having a ball. A lot of colorful characters here. And one of them is with me right now. Your name is?
Hi, I'm Christy Oldham.
Okay, and so you just came back from the Cannes Film Festival promoting a movie. You'd only get this here in California. So tell me about it. What is it?
Well, it's called Barracuda, but it's not a fish. It's actually based on a Plymouth Barracuda car, 1966 vintage. And I'm here to support my friend, Dr. Bill Bushing, with his short film, actually. But Barracuda is a completed feature film that's already in domestic distribution. That won 3 Best Picture Awards. Is a story of a phone sex operator turned vigilante who drives her Plymouth Barracuda across the country bringing sexual deviance to justice.
So. Interesting. Okay, you're not looking for us, are you?
No, I don't think so.
So when you're out promoting this, how are you promoting this exactly at the Scuba Show? What are you doing?
Well, I wasn't. I was here to support my friend Dr. Bill Bushing with his film about squids called Run, Squid, Run.
Run, Squid, Run. So is this like a Sharknado with a squid and they chase after you and or what? And they run?
You'll have to ask him.
Okay. But it's a legitimate, this is a legitimate film for diving, the squid thing. But Barracuda is kind of a more of an action flick kind of thing.
Yes.
And you're here maybe looking at destinations to do for your use as a backdrop for your next films.
Absolutely. We're always on the hunt for great locations. We usually shoot in New Orleans due to tax incentives. But if, you know, someone, you know, film commission from, say, for example, Malta, you know, we've been in talks with them to shoot there. A lot.
Fiji.
Yeah.
Palau.
Yeah, it's a huge, it's wonderful, and we are now interested in shooting underwater sequences, and so that's why we're here to talk about, you know, directors of photographies who work underwater, different lenses, different technologies, and things like that.
How about a vigilante dive master that has a mermaid get out of line that needs to be, you know, taken care, rounded up, fed to the fishes or something? You know what I'm saying? Could that inspire you for a new storyline for a new film?
I think that's wonderful. You're signed up.
I'm signed. I'll tell you what, I got plenty of anecdotal stories for you that could make quite a colorful little adventure. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you clicking.
And I see you've been talking to our scuba cowboy.
Yeah.
Playing music. Music is one of your passions as well.
Puppy, right? Our pup?
Yeah, pup.
Yeah, I know Scuba Pup. Yeah, we've been talking. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's been entertaining everybody here at the Scuba Show. So, but you're not a diver yet, so you're an actress. Or is it actress or actor? What do they say here on the Left Coast?
Well, I'm a writer, producer, director, actress.
So. Actress is the last thing on the list.
Well, because I write it, so that takes a long time, then to produce it, and then to direct it. So the only time you're actually, you know, in front of the camera is for about 25 to 30 days. So, but the other time it takes to put it all together, you forget that you're actually in the thing, too.
That's right. You know, we do this Scuba Radio Show every week. Everyone thinks this is so easy. I just work 2 hours a week, and, well, that's pretty much what it is for me. But it's different for the movies, right?
Absolutely, it's different. But, I mean, Dr. Bill would know about that because he actually writes and produces and shoots his and edits his and narrates his.
Okay.
So, and that, so.
All right, well, we're going to talk to Dr. Bill, but I got to ask you, too, this Barracuda movie, that you can check it out on Netflix, right, or Amazon or all kinds of stuff. Just Google it, I guess, right?
Yeah. If you just Google it, barracudamovie.tv, it's already, you know, out in domestic distribution, so you can get it on Amazon. And
once again, it's about a vigilante phone sex operator who demands sexual deviance in her spare time. What is it?
No.
It's close, but it's a biography.
It's
or autobiography.
No, it's not an
autobiography. Oh, okay.
No, it's
totally fiction. It's all fiction?
It's fiction.
Oh, come on, there's 10%.
It's fiction.
Okay.
It's fiction. Unfortunately, I know you don't want it to be, but it's fiction.
Well, it sounds very... I'm going to have to go watch it immediately. It sounds good. You're a very nice young lady. I love what... I mean, it sounds very interesting, intriguing to watch.
Well, thank you.
And when I saw the brochure, I said, wow, this could be like the next Sharknado. You said, hey, I know Tara Reid.
Yeah, of course.
So you guys are in the same circles here in Hollywood, or what?
Well, yes. I mean, everyone sort of knows everyone else.
It's so. Like a small community. Like the dive community is a small community. Same kind of thing out here on the Left Coast?
Yeah, and she and I will be working together in the future.
Yeah?
Yeah, so there's lots of projects that we have, you know, that she's already expressed interest in, and, you know, we're going to go from there. Something that I can really talk about, but there's lots of people, lots of good stuff, lots of stories.
Can't share too many secrets, because everybody, it's cutthroat business out here, right?
Well, it's just you don't want to speculate and say anything before you know, it's all finished. But
right. You don't want to jinx it.
We don't want to jinx it, but yes, it's I've been doing this for about 15 years, and we're just, you know, grateful and so excited to, you know, be able to have one that's already completed. And then, you know, getting back from Cannes, met so many fantastic people, selling the international rights, and just taking that momentum and you know, making bigger films and with bigger budgets. So we're just totally stoked.
Well, now I'm guessing that the diving element thrown into any film adds a unique spin on any storyline that can make it more visually appealing, and we probably need more of that in the dive industry. So that would help us. Sharknado, I'm not so much... I'm sure about that one. So we need something maybe a little bit more positive. Maybe you could look at it in that regard, you think?
Well, there's many ways to explore underwater photography. You know, it's such a fantastic world under there. And I think that you can do a documentary, you can do educational, you can do obviously narration fiction and moving the story forward with wonderful colors and the symbolism of being above ground, below ground, and dream sequences. There's so much that you can do with underwater cinematography, and we're excited to include that, and we're so excited to be here at the Scuba Show.
Yeah, well, it'll definitely create some some opportunities for you to find some new locations to shoot and maybe work in some of these critters. All right, well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And Dr. Bill's your buddy. So you guys know each other, Tom?
Dr. Bill's my buddy. He and I met on Catalina Island a few years ago.
Oh,
so
yeah?
He's got fantastic... his own television series that he'll tell you about. And, take it away, Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, you're the man when it comes to Catalina diving out here. So these folks like her and these Hollywood types, that's who you're dealing with all the time, right?
Exactly.
Taking the stars underwater.
All sorts of stars come out and dive with me.
And then do they have a tendency to come up with some crazy movie lines like this? Is that how they get inspired, by hanging with you on Catalina?
Well, actually, the stars I'm referring to are the stars when I do my night dives.
Yes, the underwater critters and things. So you're diving right there off of the Casino Point there in Catalina, right? That's your stomping grounds.
Yeah, I do most of my dives in Casino Point. I've done thousands of dives there, and it's still intriguing me. But I'll go out on the dive boat anytime, too.
Okay, well, we're going to find out more about those dive sites and much, much more as we continue from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You never know who you're going to run into here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. These left coast folks, you know, whether it's Hollywood stars or starlets or producers or whatever, you could be discovered here when you're out here in California. Now, I think I'm past the window for myself. I got this face for radio thing working for me. But we do got our mermaids. And Mermaid Tiff is here representing for Scuba Radio.
I am here. Yes, I am here.
Yeah, you might be discovered. You never know. Now, I found Tiff hanging out by
the bartender.
By the bar. Yeah.
My bartender, Brian.
Yeah. Brian, how are you, buddy?
Awesome. I love this event. It's so fantastic, and people drink like fish.
Yeah, well, these are our mermaids, so they have to be, lubricated. Otherwise, they turn into monsters.
Got it. Understood now. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Exactly. Yay. So he's been doing his part.
They don't work.
What do you mean you don't work?
He was like, you put your tail on for a whole 15 minutes. I wish I had your job.
Yes. Well, it's an easy gig.
Mermaid for nothing, right?
Oh, look out.
No, this is what's your name? Mermaid? Mermaid?
Her name's Katie. Mermaid
Marie,
Katie.
What?
Her name's Katie. She's our mermaid in training.
I know, but what's the name that Pup came up with?
Katie, first of all, welcome. Your first mermaid outing. You're enjoying it so far?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You happen to be our first mermaid that is also in the armed forces, and you are actually a Marine.
Correct.
So Pup came up with this nickname for you. You know, Tiffany, her mermaid nickname is Tank. Which is a, scuba tank.
And what's yours, Greg?
What,
Bob.
Marine. So Pup came up with the idea of calling you what?
Mermaid.
Mermaid, like a mermaid Marine.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it's
I'm
nice.
Feeling it. So the thing is, now we have a working Scuba Radio mermaid that also can double as my bodyguard.
I don't think you really need bodyguards, Greg.
What are you talking about? No, I definitely need. That's what
I need a bodyguard. We need a bodyguard from you.
No, but Katie here, she can double as a, basically if someone gets out of line, if If I have a stalker, I can send our mermaid after them.
Really good, because he actually remembered your name. It took him nearly several years.
Made a good impression, because I respect our men and women of the armed forces. So there you go. Brian, hook him up with another round.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 589. For the last time, tell your wife that sailfish are not a bargain.
Charge!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. We're going to the dark side today, right, Nick?
We are indeed, Greg. I thought we'd talk about some night diving tips.
Night diving is pretty cool.
There's little else like it. It never ceases to amaze me how a sight you know intimately by day can totally transform at night.
And the critters that come out. I always wonder where they hide when the sun's out.
I know. They're probably hiding from divers like us.
Well, they're missing out. Good thing we're not afraid of the dark, right? I mean, night diving is a great way to dive, but like so many other types of diving, it does have special considerations that come with it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So why don't we start with gear? Surely there's something to consider there.
Well, for the most part, you'll need the same gear you use during the day, but if you're expecting to be colder after the sun goes down, you'll want to adjust your exposure protection accordingly. And of course, there's one piece of gear you'll want to add.
Unless you can see in the dark.
Which most of us can't. So plan to take some lights.
Wait, lights as in plural?
Lights as in plural. For starters, most divers attach a signal light to their tank or regulator yoke. This helps other divers to see and identify them underwater. Most folks use either a tank light or chem light stick for this purpose.
Is there a big difference between the two?
Not really. It's just that chemical light stick is a single-use item, whereas the battery-powered light you can use over and over again.
How about marker lights?
Marker lights, or strobe lights, are usually used to mark key navigation points like anchor lines or reference lines, or to mark entry and exit points. If you're diving with a charter operation or participating in a lead dive, the operation or dive leader usually sets these.
How about the dive lights each diver carries?
Each diver should have at least two dive lights with him. One to use as a primary, and one to have as a backup in case, well, the primary should fail.
What kind of dive light should you use?
Like every other piece of gear, there are multiple options available. Every diver will have a preference, and it's important to find the ones that work for you.
How about head-mounted versus handheld?
Again, that's a matter of preference, but one advantage the handheld light has is that they offer a great versatility in terms of positioning, and they're easy to control. This can be beneficial if you're new to night diving.
So aside from gear, what other safety considerations do you have to take into account when night diving?
I think orientation is the biggest one, but that covers a lot of ground. It's common practice not to dive a sight for the first time at night because even the most familiar sight will look different after sundown. Take extra time and care to orient yourself. Take note of marker lights so you know in which direction you're swimming from relative to your reference point. You may even take a compass heading so you have a general direction in case you get disoriented.
How about buoyancy control?
Even that's different at night, and you need to take special care to keep track of it. It's much easier to become disoriented at night because your field of vision is so much more limited. You have no peripheral vision. It's easy to lose track of your depth or where you are in relation to things like reefs, wrecks, and other things underwater, or even the surface. Keep an eye on your depth and where you are in relation to your surroundings.
Is there any particular etiquette to observe when night diving?
Yeah, I'd say that falls into two general areas, the first of which pertains to your dive light.
Rule number one, don't blind your buddy.
Absolutely. None of us can see very well when we have light shine directly in our eyes on land, and that's no different underwater.
It's amazing what a natural tendency it is to shine your light in someone's face, though.
Sure it is. A lot of your communication relies on facial expressions and reactions. But learning to use your light as a source and form of communication underwater is all part of learning to night dive.
How do you mean?
Well, for example, you can use your light to convey underwater signals like okay, or to get someone's attention, or to make a sign of distress. Similarly, when you get your buddy's attention and you want to follow up with a hand signal, shine your light down and convey the signal in the light's beam. It'll be easy to see, and your buddy will be able able to see it.
You can also use your light if you get lost or separated, can't you?
You sure can. Sometimes, if you get separated from your buddy or group, it's hard to see them because of your own light. If that happens, hold your light against you. Don't turn it off, because it'll dim the light enough to allow you to see other lights in the water.
Does that really work?
It sure does.
Voice of experience.
Yep.
So what's the second area of etiquette?
Well, that one really pertains to the creatures you'll encounter. There are some truly amazing creatures that come out at night. But remember that unlike the creatures you see during the day, the natural light level is darkness. Your light is not natural. Try not to spook them too much.
And I'd say be careful not to blind them either.
Exactly. Remember that just as you are blinded when the light is shined in your eyes, so too are they. And in some cases, blinding them with a light or camera strobe can leave them vulnerable. So be aware and careful of that.
And this is where your buoyancy tip comes in again, because there's a lot of creatures that come out at night, aren't there?
You're absolutely right. And that makes bumping against a reef especially hazardous at night, both to you and the nocturnal creatures that inhabit it.
There's a lot to learn about night diving.
There is a lot to learn. And while we've covered some basic tips, it's definitely worth your time to take a specialty class to learn more about it. It's a fascinating and fantastic way to dive, but it's important to know what you're doing and how to do it right.
The world you come to know underwater can become a whole new world at night. But before you jump in to explore it, learn about the special considerations you need to know to stay safe. We know you're not afraid of the dark. Just make sure you know how to traverse it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. Now, you never know who you're going to run to. It could be a producer, an actress. It could be your next big break. Or it could just be some guy from Scuba Board named Pete. But which is a good thing. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing?
You're fitting into this Left Coast crowd quite well. You're just kind of mingling in, right?
Well, I've had a little bit of practice. We've been out here for a week. We went up to wine country, Napa Valley, Sonoma, San Francisco. I recommend no one go to San Francisco. A billion parking spaces, but 2 billion cars.
Ah, and could be a problem.
Gone down the Pacific Coast Highway, and of course our destination here has been the Scuba Show, and seeing people like Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill. Now, I was talking to a friend of his earlier who's doing this movie. Have you met her already? Have you met Dr. Bill's friend?
I have. Which friend is this?
The star of Barracuda.
Really?
Yeah, she's like written, produced, starred in the whole thing. That's what I'm saying. You can be discovered out here in California. You never know. Next big break could happen any second now.
Is this like Sharknado?
You know what? Well, it's about a car. It's a Barracuda type of car. But I told her. I said maybe, you know, she could do like a new version of Sharknado, you know. And Mr. Bill just did a film about, what was it, Squid, right?
Squid, yeah, you bet.
So Calamari. Squidnado is in the works, maybe.
Or maybe Squidditch. Have a Squidditch. Harry Potter thing going.
All right. This is why you live in Florida and not out in California and Hollywood, I have a feeling. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, but Dr. Bill, you were the one who told me Dr. Bill's a guy we got to go dive with in Catalina, right?
You know, he's been out here 30 years?
45.
Okay, 40, that was my second guess. 45 years. He has chronicled life below the waves here in Catalina for 45 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is. That's good stuff. Is this just kind of keep you off the streets at night, or just nothing better to do, or what?
Hey, it keeps me out of the bars and saves me a fortune.
Now, wait, there's a lot of bars there in Catalina. I'm guessing that does it really keep you out of the bars? There's just too many of them. You can't walk down the street there in Catalina without running into another bar.
Well, of course not. There are more bars than churches.
But then the name of his program is Dive Dry with Dr. Bill. So how did you drink and not and drive dry?
I don't know. And I don't even want to think about that, actually. That sounds like just trouble. But
actually, that's not true. Because Dive Dry with Dr. Bill means you sit in your easy chair reading my column or watching my cable TV with your favorite beverage.
So you're like Scuba Radio, except that you're visual.
That's true.
Yes. I have a face for radio. He has a face for video.
which is a
we'll
compliment.
Have to disagree on that one.
Okay, if you say so.
Only when I wear my mask.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, so but next year we're going to come out here and do some diving in Catalina.
Next year, I'm talking with many sources. We're going to have ditch work and dive day the Thursday before the scuba show, and we've actually getting the big man with the scuba show, Mark Young, likes the idea. So hopefully we'll get everybody involved, all the manufacturers coming out, and invade Catalina for the day.
Well, is ditch work and dive day really long enough? Could it be ditch work and dive week, maybe?
Why not? It'll...
Yeah.
How about month?
Yeah. Month.
Year.
Hey. Well, that's what me and Pete have been
that's
doing.
That's what we did.
We just turned it into our work, so to speak. So anyway, but Catalina, you know, I'm not getting out there this year, but next year we'll do this right before the scuba show. It's usually around the first week or so of June. So we'll plan that accordingly. This far out in advance, we should be able to coordinate our schedules. You think, Pete?
Well, you use the word coordinating us. I'm not sure that fits, but yeah, we can do that.
Yes. And Dr. Bell, if people want to get information on Catalina Island or diving dry with you, where do they go?
They go to www.starthrower.org.
Spoken like a true left coaster. Scuba
Media. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show. And getting ready for the big party tonight. Rod Roddenberry, the son of Gene Roddenberry from Star Trek, is hosting an event with the Scuba Show folks. And it'll be a big gold blowout. Scuba Cowboy is going to perform. But I'm still hanging out in the aisles of the Scuba Show at the end of the first day with Roz, our UK correspondent, who just got back from Interspace in Grand Cayman. And she's trying to fit in by just walking the aisles in scuba gear. Is that the deal, Roz? What's going on? What are you wearing?
I've got a dive right harness, just been given it, because very good inner space. Did my Poseidon training on a rebreather.
Yeah.
And Poseidon has just made me an ambassador, which I'm hugely excited about. But with this unit and with things like the KISS rebreather, you end up having a harness underneath. And this is the dive right. Is a preferred harness by a lot of rebreather divers because it's kind of sleek and...
So you can use this harness to attach your Poseidon or KISS rebreather too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So and it's your framework, your transpack.
Yes, it's your skeleton. It's your transpack for diving.
And that is a DiveRite Transpack XT or ET? No, XT for extraterrestrial. What is that?
Thanks very much, yeah. Greg. I know I'm an alien when I come
phone
over here.
Home. You are, kind of. But she's legal, so it's all good. But anyway, so yeah, you're wearing scuba gear, walking the aisle, so you're just fitting in quite well,
aren't you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, how come you're not dressed up in your wetsuit?
Well, I'm wearing my uniform. I got my scuba radio shirt. This is my mermaid wrangling outfit.
Of course it is, and they do need a lot of wrangling, don't they?
Unfortunately, yeah. We got to feed them. We got to, you know, take them out of the party, get them socially lubricated for tonight's festivities.
Birthday cake.
Birthday cake?
Yeah, birthday cake at Beneath the Sea.
Oh, mirth day. It's a mirth day cake, not a birthday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was Tiffany. Yes, it was her mirth day at BTS. Here, they're just here just to celebrate. Any excuse to drink, they'll find it. Just ask Brian, the bartender. He knows him quite well already. We've only been here about, 12 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Well, divers like a good time. We're very social animals, aren't we?
This is true. Yes, and we got to fit in. We got to get socially lubricated for the festivities tonight. You're going to go to the big event, I assume, right?
I'm really looking forward to it.
Network, that's what you specialize in for all the folks back home in the UK, right? You can come back home or go back home and you tell them what's going on with these wacky U.S. folks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And when you do this, what do you tell them exactly? Like, man, these people are crazy.
Actually, I tell them that the diving in the United States is pretty awesome. The stuff, I know it's not the US, but the stuff in Cayman that I've just done last week was beautiful. We had we did this really great dive where we were diving out of dive tech and we jumped off the dock at Cobalt Coast.
Right.
And we swam on rebreathers. It was an extended range dive, as in time,
right.
Not depth, because it was about 20 meters, so that's about 60 foot, and we dived for 3.25 hours.
Three and a quarter, you beat me by 15 minutes.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Not fair.
It was fantastic.
And so that was on the Poseidon rebreather.
Yeah,
you did that.
It was on the Poseidon.
I saw the Facebook pictures. I did.
And we gently bimbled along the reef, and we found this massive school of tarpon, and they were like, it was a real Game of Thrones moment, because they looked as though they were wearing amazing armor, because they've got big silver scales,
right.
And they were just glinting. They were just holding. They had great
and they
buoyancy.
Were naked.
They had great buoyancy. I mean, they didn't move an inch, and their scales are just so beautiful, and it looked like a magnificent suit of armor. So we just hung there, and then we ambled off, and we eventually met have you met the Guardian of a Reef yet?
I haven't met him personally, but I've seen the pictures.
Well, we finished the dive and we swam around the corner, and there was a Guardian of a Reef straight in front of us. So we went and got a picture around the Guardian of a Reef and climbed out, and it was amazing. 3.25 hours underwater, warm, happy, lovely, lots of fish life. What's not to love about diving a Poseidon rebreather?
Well, there you go. Well, one of the big advantages is you have 3 hours and 15 minutes to go and have your way with the Guardian of the Reef.
Yeah, he was.
Well, that didn't come out right, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You just swim around and have plenty of time to really soak in the whole atmosphere.
It was so nice to meet him that way, because I've followed the story, and I saw him at DEMA, and I couldn't make the sinking earlier this year, but to actually meet him after such an awesome dive.
Roz obviously fits well with this Left Coast crowd, because she's talking about a statue. But it's a bronze statue that was on display at DEMA, and they just sank it off of Cobalt Coast there in Cayman, right?
Lighthouse Point, yes.
Lighthouse Point, right.
So it's the second Simon Morris sculpture, because the first one's up at sunset. So I went and dived the mermaid a few days earlier, and there aren't shiny bits on there, because I went to look after that conversation that we had.
There's not shiny bits
There's
on the mermaid?
There's not shiny bits on the mermaid where you think they are.
Get out!
No, seriously.
Is it finally, have divers finally matured? Are you kidding me?
And I think you were, what's the phrase? Yanking my chain?
No, I was not. Yeah, wait a minute, Mark. You have been to Cayman many times and dove the mermaid off of Sunset House, and you notice how it's a little more shiny and two distinctive areas of the mermaid statue there. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm talking
about. I know exactly what you're talking
and
about,
she's
Greg.
Saying that there's been growth that's over... Are you sure she doesn't have some issue or something?
Well, narcosis. Thank you very much.
Maybe, I don't know. It could be, or, you know. Surely it was more, it wasn't smoother or shinier or nothing.
One matte color, the same color all over her.
Saw no difference in that nether region.
No difference anywhere on her.
What do you think's going on, Mark?
I was there in February, Greg. I polished it myself, so what can I say?
They're not using the right, I don't know, lubricant or polish or something. There's something wrong with their technique.
I really don't want that picture in my head. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, or it could be finally divers are growing up and we're maturing. That can't be it. Look at all these whack jobs I'm walking around with. That's it for hour one. We got another hour from the Scuba Show coming up, so stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Long Beach, California, and the Scuba Show.
These little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 yeah, we get lucky.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.